Blog Talk Radio.
Lord be lying when you say to under regime, Bishna Madarik Mana Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Ravilai Lamin, Ragman Rahim, Manik Yomedin, Yakana Aburu, Yakana Stain, Ifines the Rolta Mustakin, Sarota Ledin and Umtalehim, Hiral Magdubia Lehim, Walidolin, I mean. Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praises due to Allah, the Lord, cherish the sustainer of all the worlds. Merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Allah, please show us a straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, thy favors upon, those whose wrath is not whose brought down, and not those who go astray. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Well, I see that we did have one person up here. It came right on and heard we were connected here and went right off. So now that leaves just me alone here. So I just don't see any reason for me to talk to myself. I don't know how far this reaches or how many people hear me without being shown on the screen. But I just feel that nobody is listening, so I'll just turn the music back on and turn it down some till somebody comes back on. Inshallah, it is now 7:41 p.m. on Sunday, January 21st, 2024. Host to the Daya Akbar out of Decatur, Georgia. Sisters Night. Sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad School and Brother Haimeen Yasir Muhammad of Los Angeles. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, I would say. What did I say? Okay. STEM. STEM. STEAM. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. M is for math. Right. That's it. STEAM. It sounds like, you know, you say so much, it just sounds like something's missing out of it. But that's what it is. It's Claire Muhammad STEM School, sponsored by. And, brother, I mean, Yasir Muhammad of Los Angeles. This tonight is tonight, Sunday night, as well as Tuesday nights. We have the psychological effect the image has on the minds of the world's children. The psychological effect that the image has on the mind of the world's children is what we can keep focused on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights. But of course, we're in all in this together, so we would speak on other things as well, like the message of concern and the serious message of concern, which is removal of all images that portray divine from worship. The removal of all images that portray divine from worship, regardless to the color or the complexion color. And that's what we're trying to do. We're worshiping one God. So we don't need images. We're worshiping one God. So we don't need images. And even in the Bible, it says, we worship a jealous God. So we don't have no other God but that one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And we believe that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophets. So now you can also come on and voice your opinion, as long as you keep it respectful. No name calling, no profanity. You know, no negative, try to keep it all positive. So, you respect each other, male, female, regardless of the religion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, whether you agree with it or not. Everybody's opinion should be respected. It's going to be America, right? We think. We use our own mind. We think independently. We're independent thinkers. We have to remember that. Our Creator blessed all of us with a mind to use. Use the best of our abilities. That means we don't have to have other people think for us. We can think for ourselves unless we request someone to help us along with that. Then that's okay too. Inshallah, alhamdulillah. Well, I've got to put some music back on because like I said, nobody is hearing me. Nobody's on, so I will just play more.
Put it off if I play this other one again. It'll be 8 o'clock and I'm gonna cut it off and then nobody else can.
Assalamu alaikum. I see that there we have one person on besides your host here, Zaya Akbar. So we had one other person to come on, and they hung up. But then I just put the music back on, and then we put the music back on. There, one other person came on, and he's still on. So we want to talk to you as long as you're on, as long as one other person. We don't do any more than play a CD by Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's what I was told to do, you know, as long as it's taking up the time for the message of concern or the psychological effect of the message that image has on the mind of the world's children. So since it is almost 8 o'clock, hour has passed. We came on, you had a schedule for, it was like 7:30, and we came on time because when we first got on, we were not scheduled for us. So then the schedule came on, it was for 4:30, well, 7:30, yeah. And we've been on since 15 after 7. Because I just started, because it wasn't scheduled up here, but I just started playing the message of concern anyway. And then I see it came up as far as being scheduled. So now I've opened it up when the other person was on. I opened it up. I made a fatiha. I make it English. I explained to who I had on what the message of concern was about and what the psychological effect of that the image has on the mind's children is about and who the sponsors were. And then he went off. The other brother Muhammad went off. So I guess, Okay. So now I'm going to, if Brother Muhammad wants to hear anything, it's just he and I, then he, myself, and my husband's on here. If he wants to say anything, we welcome him and we open up the mic for him. But if not, then I'm going to just put on a tape from Imam W.D. Muhammad, because, like I said, it's 8 o'clock, almost 8 o'clock now. We know the weather is bad and cold and all, and we're on the inside, though, alhamdulillah. You know, a lot of people are not. We pray Allah have mercy on them. You know, we make dua for them. So now, Brother Muhammad, if you have anything to say in particular, you can let us know. And I guess...
As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me, Daya?
Yes, sir. Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? How are you, Brother Muhammad? Hello? Hello? What is wrong with this phone? See, this phone is... I hear you, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad Sharif. Oh, now you went back out of the... I hope he wasn't saying something because... Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yo, alaikum assalam. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, I heard you at first before, but then for some reason or another, your voice dropped, and I don't know if it's the weather messing with these phones or not, but okay, we were on... Thursday night, and it was okay. Or Saturday night. Last night, I had it, I think. Yeah. And it was okay. Right. Yes, sir, I can hear you. Did you have something you want to speak on or share with us?
No. The sister's night on Sunday night, I was just calling in to get on before my wife was able to get on. So now I didn't have anything to say, really.
Okay, well, I don't really know either. So is she going to come on, your wife going to come on at all, or I'd put one of Imam W.D. Muhammad's CDs on, like the public address in Philadelphia that he did?
It'd be a good idea to put Imam W.D. Muhammad on.
Yeah, I have a few of his. And we have one that took place on 2007, even May the 27th, in Memorial Day weekend. Progressional procession.
Yeah, it would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Next part one and part two. Call the believers men. Okay, call for believers and make believers men. Okay, got that one. Okay, let me try this one and see if it works. The public. I think I want to hear the progression or perception. I've heard the public address in Philadelphia more.
So this one you're looking at was 2007, you say?
This was in 2007, May the 27th.
May 27th.
Mm-hmm. Progressional perception. If we get to play.
So, Paul, we bring to you and we send pre-introduction. So when the man is here, he proudly says, the foundation of Muhammad for the human soul.
Yes, Sarisha says she's going to call in.
What'd you say?
I said Sarisha says she's going to call in.
She's going to call in. Although it'll be her, you, and myself on then, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come out and listen to this for the tape?
Yes, she's coming on now.
Speaking of topic today.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharifa. Oh, okay. Here comes somebody else on now. Oh, that is her. That is her.
Assalamu alaikum, Daya.
Alaikum assalam, Sister Reba. How are you? What's happening? Just got
your
own.
Oh, I'm
fine.
Alhamdulillah.
That's good.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. I'm good. Weather got us all again. Weather got us freezing. It reminds me of up there in New Jersey where I came. Really reminds me now. But it's cold down here, not snow. Far from Tennessee where I came from. I mean, it is snow, like 8 inches, they said.
I told an hour, a week.
Student out of school for a week already.
It's a bit strong.
Wanted to know now, did you want to read and we discuss something, or would you want to listen to this tape, this CD back by the Imam, Beverly Hills, Philadelphia?
Oh, I would like to listen to a tape by the Imam.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it the phone to my play it. You may start it all.
Would you like me to extra? Would you like me to exit out of the queue? Would you like me to exit out of the queue?
Okay. It doesn't matter if you can hear it either way, right?
Right. Okay, I'll exit out of the queue.
That's gone. Everything else is an effect that becomes the cause.
Sorry.
We share, I believe, also, in paradise, the garden of paradise. We believe in the garden of paradise. Oneness for us, the belief in the oneness of matter, or the oneness of everything that exists in the sky and within our sight, the earth and everything. Oneness. To believe it's one system. Science has finally come to that conclusion. When these words were revealed, science hadn't advanced to believe in the unity of this system, the unity of the system of matter. Science hadn't advanced to come to that conclusion yet. In fact, there was a time, as you know, when we thought the earth was everything. and many scientists were also limited in their knowledge and went along with that. But as they made discoveries, searched the skies and searched matter, they came to a conclusion that no, there is a vast space out there, unlimited space. And everything that they have discovered or came or come by, come to know is nature or is science. Is science have brought them to believe even more strongly that all matter is under one logic. One logic holds all matter. All matter together. Objects fall from the sky, some small, some big. Scientists have found that the same materials that are in our Earth are also in those objects up there above our heads in the sky and beyond even the reach of the most powerful existing now. No telescope existing now. And this is a great time for science to reach the end of God's creation. And that should tell us something. Yes. No matter what man discovers, no matter how much he advances his scientific understanding of things and his scientists that enabled him to reach far into space, find things and examine it, no matter how much advancement made by science or made for science, man still has to believe. He doesn't know everything. So he still has to believe. And so we believe in the oneness of matter. The universe is one. One is a system supported by one logic. One logic. So we believe in the connectedness of things, that these things are connected. They don't exist by themselves. They support one another. They support each other. Our Earth is not existing independent of Mars, Jupiter, Mars, and other objects in our family of planets. Not existing alone, no. We exist in a family that is held by gravity, held by gravity, and keeps this family together, going around the sun, going around the sun at the center for that gravity. Yes. So we believe in the that everything is connected to something else. We believe also that life is one. Life is one. If life wasn't one, we couldn't study biology, zoology. We couldn't study life, marine life, land, plant life, land. We couldn't study life. We would have no science to connect our study. But because life is one also, we can connect our studies, and we find that these separate sciences are also tied to each other as a relatedness. A connectedness, yes, a state of being connected. So that is the progression we see for the oneness. We progress from one perception, and we take that perception, perception enables us to progress to another perception, and we keep progressing from one perception, a big perception that is inclusive.
when man came, he was man. He came straight from God's will. And the spiritual unity of all people. Spiritual unity of all people. Different. Nationalities are different. Is a different, but our spirit is one. The human spirit is one. And we hear the human spirit when the baby is born. Baby crying. That's the first evidence of the human spirit. That's body. Baby crying. All the babies looking peaceful. All the babies complaining. Dive off. And the baby can't speak in English, in Japanese. The baby can only speak in baby language. And baby language for all people is one. We all have the same baby language. We all cry the same baby language. We all smile and we learn to chuckle a little bit before we learn to crawl. Chuckling in the same language. Yes, we have one nature originally for all of us. One nature, one creator. And when we get old, we still have that baby in us. Some men, they hate to let another man see him cry. They'll let a woman see him cry and make it. But they just can't stand to let another man see them cry.
Right.
But when they cry in the same language. I've never heard a Mexican cry in Spanish. They all cry in the same language. That's evidence. God designed us. He knows us. And he designed us to teach us so that we would think. He gave us intelligence and reflection, intelligence and curiosity. So he knew in time we would be curious to know, why are we made like this? Why is there life like this? And our searching for answers guide us to believe that there is God or the above man that designed all of this and did it to educate us, to teach us his way. His way. I remember reading the scriptures of the Bible where one prophet is saying that he knew he had proof of the existence of God, studying his handiwork. His handiwork, meaning for design, how things are structured in the heavens, how the universe is structured, how the skies are structured, all is structured to believe the designer of great authority over everybody and everything that designed the universe, skies and earth and everything. And we down here on earth, we're still little students. Some students of God's works, and many of us naturally start searching and looking at these signs, and we naturally are naturally motivated to believe stronger in the Creator, stronger in God. And many of us even get revelation on the level of human beings. Angels and not prophets, but on the level of human beings, common people, that's what I'm trying to say, on the level of common people, many of us get revelation. Share it, we're just anxious to share it with a friend. And I think I'm going to preach God's word. I can help people understand. That's happening all the time. That never stops. So we believe in the oneness, this oneness that's progressive for the human mind that is perfect for understanding. It progresses from a belief in the wholeness of the world or the universe to a belief in the oneness of matter and the oneness of living things, the oneness of the human family. The oneness of the human family is a demand on us now. The global community has merged together, can't live separate anymore. All his not there, that want to be there or that is important enough to be there. United Nations. We have a United Nations. All nations one for. This is to discuss problems for them all over the planet. They discuss themselves.
No.
They also discuss problems for the good and the whole family over there. Our scriptures address such a time coming. And our scriptures have come to prepare us time after time, generation after generation, for this time that we're living in right now. And we may be lost from humanity and so caught up in lifestyles, these passive lifestyles that come and go so quick, caught up in that. But know for sure, God has angels. And his angels have never left us.
Uh-oh, what's happening here? Oh, part two. Oh, man. Excuse me. I was going to say it's part two over here. Okay, let me do this. Okay, for those of you who have come in a little bit later, hello? Those of you coming a little bit later, is Progressional Perception, May 27, 2007, by Ma'am W. Dean Muhammad, the Memorial Day weekend. So just be patient. Steve, Brother Muhammad came in and went back off again, went back out again when it stopped. I guess maybe went to Mix-a-Lot. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Let's just do it this way. I'm going to get myself all worked up about this, man. I'll disappear.
Friends in here, we can proudly say, person, Imam Dugby Muhammad for the human soul. Sagmita!
Thank you, Brother Rafa. And I want to greet our radio listening audience with peace. Our greetings is As-Salaamu Alaikum. Peace be unto you. Again, we thank God for our presence. We have a beautiful day here in Homewood, Chicago area. And I pray that everyone out there also are enjoying beautiful weather and beautiful day. Taking the topic today, progressional perception, taken from Scripture. Under that topic, we begin with the concept of oneness, shared by the people of the book, and Muslims are identified with the people of the book, the people receiving Scripture from God. In our Quran, we are identified, I repeat, the people of the book, people receiving Scripture, revelation from God. The people of the book are people who share in the same purpose. The people of the book, Jews and Christians, share in the same purpose. And Muslims are told in our scripture that those same prophets are also the prophets of Islam. And then Muslims share the same prophets.
beneath that view is the universe, earth, sky, and everything is creation. Hence, they believe one God, the creator of everything in the sky, earth, all living, all the living things. Matter, we would say in science. We believe that matter didn't create itself. Matter didn't produce itself. It has a design that supports us believing it's done by intelligence, not accident. First cause, as our philosophers say in Islam, the first cause is God himself. Everything else is an effect. Yes. Though it other things become causes and produce an effect, but there's only one cause that is not an effect. That's God. Everything else is an effect. It comes a cause. Share, I believe, also in paradise, the garden of paradise. Garden of Paradise. Oneness for us is a belief in the oneness of matter, or the oneness thing that exists in the sky, in our sight, the earth and everything. Oneness. We believe this one system. Science finally come to that conclusion. When these words were revealed, science hadn't advanced to believe the unity of this system, the unity of the system of matter. Science hadn't advanced to come to that conclusion yet. But science, as you know, when we thought the earth was everything, but also limited and knowledge, and went along with that. But as they made a discovery, searched the skies, and searched matter, they came to a conclusion. No, unlimited space. Everything that they have discovered or came or come by or come to know is nature or science. Science have brought them to enforce. Believe even more strongly that all matter is under one logic. One logic holds all matter together. Objects fall from the sky, some small, some big. Scientists have found that the same material that are in our earth, those objects up there, above our heads in the sky. On even most powerful now. Those telescopes existing now. This is a great time for science. In of God's creation. And that should tell us something. No matter what man discovered and no matter how much he advanced his knowledge, his scientific understanding of things, far out into space, find things and examine them, no matter how much advancement made by science or made for science, doesn't know everything. So he still has to believe. So we believe in the oneness of matter. The universe is one. One system supported by one body. One body. So we believe in the interconnectedness of things, that these things are connected. They don't exist by themselves. They support one another. They support each other. Our earth is not existing independent of Mars, Jupiter, Mars, and other objects in our family of planets, not existing alone. No, we exist in a family that is held by by gravity, held by gravity, that keeps this family together, going around the sun, going around the sun, the center for that thing. So we believe in the connected to something else. Believe also that life is one. Life is one. If life wasn't one, we couldn't study biology, zoology. We couldn't study life. Life. Life on the land. Couldn't study life. We would have no science to connect our study. But because life is one also, we can connect our study, and we find that these separate sciences are also tied to each other as a connected. So that is the progression we see for the oneness. Progress from one perception, we take that perception, that's the correct perception, to progress to another perception. We keep progressing from one perception, get a big perception that is inclusive. Then you can progress from that big perception, how the smaller perceptions in, put the puzzle together. Like putting a puzzle together. You got to begin with the object of seeing all the parts, believing that this is a wholeness, this is a oneness, this is a consistent logic. Then you start putting the pieces together. So we progress to the belief in the oneness of life. Then from there, you progress to a belief in the oneness of the human family. Human family. We are not disconnected. We are one life. Right. Religious people receiving revelation, they come to a belief in humanity. That this life we see in the form we call human beings, human form, that this life is really spiritual, and this life is evolving spiritually. It has nothing to do with Darwinism. I think he was a thief. It confused his information. What does it do with Darwinism? Everything that man comes from apes and all that. No, we don't believe that. Man changed, it was man. Came straight from God's will. So we believe in the spiritual unity of all people. Spiritual unity of all people. Nationalities are different. Is it different? But our spirit is one. The human spirit is one. We hear the human spirit when the baby is born. Baby crying. That's the third. Baby crying. All the babies looking peaceful. All the babies complaining. They dive off. And they can't speak in English. They can't speak in Japanese. Babies can only speak in baby language. And baby language for all people is one. They all have the same baby language. We all cry the same baby language. We all smile and learn to chuckle a little bit before we learn to call. Speak in the same language. Yes? Have one nature or reason for all of us. One nature, one creator. And when we get old, we still have that baby in us. Some men, they hate to let another man see him cry. And let a woman see him cry later. But they just can't stand to have another man see them cry. But when they cry in the same language. I've never heard a Mexican cry in Spanish. They all cry in the same language. Evidence, God designed us. He knows us. And he designed us to teach us so that we would think with intelligence and reflection. intelligence and curiosity. So he knew in time we would be curious to know, why are we living like this? Why is there life like this? And our searching for answers guide us to believe that there is a God, an authority above man, that designed all this and did it to educate us, to teach us his way. His way. I remember reading the scriptures of the Bible where one prophet said that he knew he had proof of the existence of God from studying his handiwork. His handiwork, meaning thoughtful design, beautiful design, how things are structured in heaven, how the universe is structured, how the skies are structured, all that guided this searcher to believe that the designer of great authority over everybody and everything that designed the universe, skies and earth and everything. And we down here on earth, we're still little children. Some students of God's work. And many of us naturally start searching and looking at these signs. And we naturally are naturally motivated to believe stronger in the Creator, stronger in God. Many of us even get revelation on the level of human beings. Not angels and not prophets, but on the level of human beings. Common people, that's what I'm trying to say. On the level of common people, many of us get revelation. And we want to share it. We're just anxious to share it with a friend. And I think I'm going to preach God's word. I believe I can help people understand. That's happening all the time. It never stops. So we believe in the oneness, this oneness that progresses for the human mind that is perfect for understanding. It progresses from a belief in the wholeness of the world, of the universe, to a belief in the oneness of matter and the oneness of living things, the oneness of the human family. Oneness of the human family is a demand on us now. The global community has merged together, can't live separate anymore. All nations are connected. Considered nations, I don't know any that is not there, that want to be there, or that is important enough to be there. United Nations, we have a United Nation. All nations have one form. Simply we discuss problems for mankind all over the planet Earth. They discuss the problem between themselves, but they also discuss problems for the good progress and destiny of the whole human family on this planet Earth. Our scriptures address such a time coming, and our scriptures have come to time after time, generation after generation, for this time that we are living in right now. And we may be lost from humanity. We may be so caught up in lifestyles, these transit lifestyles that come and go so quick. We may be caught up in that. But know for sure, God has angels. And his angels have never left their civility. And they are still more inside of the human spirit than we are. His angels.
Sailing to another town.
Huh? Sailing to another town, yeah. Yeah, town 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you're bothering? Is that got anything to do with this here?
Yeah, don't think I'm sailing to another town.
To the record player? Well, you're messing up because it's stopping. Well, I know that. It ain't even turning. That's enough. And everybody listening. And each time you turn, you can hear it on here clicking.
Oh, my. It's going to stop. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum. Are you, now, everybody out here, are you hearing anything else? I mean, I'm not hearing anything else coming from anybody. And I'm hearing an echo myself on my phone. Afar, what did you do? Oh, so you done messed up everything then. Because you messed up all here. I may be hearing my voice. I'm hearing my own voice is echoing. But Brother Muhammad say he hear me, but they can't possibly hear anything from the CD that's playing because it stopped. It's just stopped. It was in the middle of talking, but it stopped. Can you do anything about that? No, oh, it's not playing because of what you did up there. Because it's not finished. And I'm hearing my voice, and I heard some squeaking on here. I heard squeaking on here myself before when I, you know, just hearing it. Didn't you hear it too? And I thought something coming from the TV there that you're trying to fix. Huh? I can hear you. I can hear y'all. Yeah, I hear you talking. Sister Sharifa and Brother Muhammad. You all hear me? Excuse me? Can you hear me, Brother Muhammad?
I can hear you.
You can hear me okay. Sharifa, you can hear me too?
Yes.
Okay. You can hear me too. Okay, well, just the three of us on now, and this thing is supposed to be still going. It didn't stop yet. Not supposed to be. Oh, me. So you hear interference now, but it didn't stop. I mean, it didn't stop because of that. I mean, I don't know what's going on with it now. The whole thing has stopped, and it wasn't supposed to be stopping. Okay, and it's starting all over. It's going to start all over. See, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. Say what, Akbar? Oh, no, no. See, this is the same thing going over.
Yeah, it's an audience at peace. Our greetings. It's us.
Maybe at the end, and then see if it continues down.
Another topic. It begins
like
the concept of oneness.
Abba.
Shared by the people of the book, and Muslims are identified with the people of the book.
Let me see if it's two CDs.
Scripture.
Well, two CDs, I would have seen it when it first started, two CDs. It was only one. That's something else. Oh, man.
always got to mess up something. Well, it's 8:44. We didn't hear the end of this at all. Is this the only one I got out of the case? I thought I was going to do all of it. It didn't do the complete of it because it didn't give the greetings of going out or anything. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. They were all there together. They've been gone now. There's only one CD, and it's supposed to take the stop in the middle of the CD. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I thought that's supposed to be one CD there. It looks like there's another CD I have in the case with it. So it was just one CD there. And I don't know what was going on. I thought I was trying to change the channels. We got things hooked up here, all these wiring and things hooked up here. And it just, he didn't close out to say, it would be another part to it, you know, or hold on like he used to do. The young brother would come on and let you know that it was a second part to it. Nobody did that, so it just kept on. So that's the one. No interruption in it at all. So I apologize for that. And I didn't listen to it before I put it on there. Maybe I should have done that. From now on, I will. I just have these compartments that I put the CDs in. And if it's two sides, I never take one from the other. One in one case and one in another case. I keep them in the same case. So, I don't know. This didn't come off right here. And then by being 8:48, we got at least 15 more minutes or so. Anybody want to expound on it or say anything about it or remember it? I don't remember that
I really don't remember that CD myself. And it was a copy, looked like what we had gotten from somebody else, because it's not so it should have been in the same case if it was two of them. Say, what, are you talking to me? Oh. Okay. You can mess with the TV in there and tell me what happened. Yeah, this just says one. And it says one. This is 80 minutes. I apologize. It's my fault, too. I blame it on myself. I should have listened to it before I even put it on. But everything was in the case, so I thought that was... That was it. That's definitely not. That's music I saw clear one of my ears. Thought it was in the case there, but no, I know I'll take that out of that case. One was in that case. So this is just a straggler here, but in the case of that. So, I apologize. I really do, but we do have such a nice and Jesus part one. Okay. You have returned to 2001. Couple of believing men. You may have never even known I meant this. There's two in here, but this is one for believing women, one for believing men, couple of believing men. There's not a second part to that.
He was amazing in a rapid job. Now the 22nd 1000. God is one, we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayer of him. Oh, This is a song in the world. You know, that Jesus is talking. What is talking you all? This is your meal. My meals wiped out almost. That I believe that have a life by itself. Past times was my parents. I'm unrelative. My life up. That's the story. What I was going to speak to you on. Even all reason. so this from it. But a little heavier and more solid. Cold.
Yep.
Cold.
I remember that.
Then from the cold, this is what it is. But one more from the diamond. And that's from the diamond. It's hard to do that. It's cut almost. I don't know how old I was. I was young. When I looked at the boy, it was philosophical. I can't remember a time in my life that I was not philosophical. I was philosophical. And I was surprised was that probably Elijah Muhammad was for a long period of time. I over a long period. Uncultivated place. Climbing up a mountain of those I'm just coming up. That's I mean, almost coming down as far as I. Every time I I figured out a long time. That's the truth. I figured it
out. Is that cold?
On a gauntlet that support of black people, brethren, and sisters. And I get where you want to go. It's a big tight mouth, hunter. All folks. The only people in your way.
Yeah.
Because all of them want to get up.
That's right.
All of them want to get up.
Down, that's right. That's the truth, too.
In fact, I couldn't have had that dream if you weren't blessed.
Yeah.
Try my heart to have that dream if it was blessed. I had a dream like that. I had another one more than I was talking for. Another dream. come to him. Don't supposed to come to him. I told him. And he was able to come in without watching. Of course, don't get this. Don't bodily get this in it. Mind to mind. Or from his.
You just do something?
Mm-hmm.
What did you just do? Project one comes another. They help people.
time. When those pastors come back to faith, when God says, man, Christ is going to be made into like a baby, he's accepted in the first of that book. God,
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, see what it is, we came on really what's on the schedule. I know what you're about to ask me, aren't we going over? But see, we came on at 4:30 instead of 4 o'clock that time. you know, we usually come on at 4 o'clock, which is 7 o'clock. Instead, they come on at 4:30, so that means 7:30 to here. So from 7:30 until 9:30 is what we're supposed to be going. Okay. That's what I'm using, 90 minutes.
Right.
90 minutes. So from 7:30 until 9:30.
Okay.
Is that okay with y'all?
It's okay, girl.
But you can just you can hang up when you get ready, and if I don't see nobody else on, I'll just cut it off. And I'll be here until 9:30, and we only got 10 more minutes.
I'm listening.
Hey, thank you.
We know the Jews have torn the whole town of Paul. Muslims playing that way on flag.
That's
not on me. It's not on me. So they could be to their contact with God, covenant with God. The Christians were the people who converted. They were a people ready, honey. not in the right. Christians had already heard from the town.
It's 2 hours, right? Okay, so we real right. We're right there, right on time. 7:30 to 9:30. Okay, so we can close out now, and I want to thank y'all before I close out to let you know I really do appreciate y'all hanging in here with me. And I enjoyed hearing the CDs myself because a lot of time we want to hear them and we miss hearing them when we were not so occupied otherwise doing a lot of other things. Because I can't hear good when I'm moving about and doing things and then putting on not Imam W.D. Muhammad. I can't put him on and be walking around doing things and listening to him. I have to sit down and take notes and listen to him. That's the way I have to do that. So I'm glad I had a chance to do that tonight. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we can, Brother Muhammad, since you hanging in there, what do you want to close out for us? You want me to go on and do it?
You can do whatever you want to.
If I want to. I always want to pray, Brother Muhammad, but I say, by doing the honest, you're the man.
Okay. Alhamdulillah,
I mean. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum. Be safe out there.
Wow.